The first coffins with Swedish citizens who died in the Asian tsunami arrived in Stockholm today. With 52 known dead and 1,900 still missing or unaccounted for, Sweden is Europe's most affected nation. The coffins were flown from Phuket, Thailand, which has been a popular destination for Swedish tourists. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Stockholm.
Sweden is a country that prides itself on safety and stability. After all, it's the nation that invented the seatbelt, and it's been centuries since the country fought its last war. But Swedes woke up this cold, dark winter morning to a tragic and unsettling sight on their TV set. A procession of coffins at Stockholm's Arlanda Airport, draped in blue and yellow Swedish flags and decorated with roses. Inside were the bodies of six people who died in the Asian tsunami. With so many Swedes still missing, this is likely to become a rather common occurrence. Before the arrival, Prime Minister Göran Persson urged Swedes to prepare themselves for what they were about to see at Arlanda and to help their children through it.
Vi har varit förskonade från stora förluster av människoliv utomlands.
We've been spared major losses of life abroad. Now we're forced to get accustomed to it.
Despite Persson's paternalism, his government has been harshly criticized for its disorganized response to the tragedy. Swedish relief and evacuation flights arrived days after those of countries like Italy and Norway, and Foreign Minister Leila Freivalds went to the theater on the night of Sunday, December 26, despite growing indications that many Swedish tourists were in some of the worst-hit areas. Southeast Asia, and in particular Thailand, has become enormously popular in recent years among Swedish tourists, especially the well-heeled who could afford peak season rates. Survivors are still streaming back from the region at a rate of several hundred a day. At Arlanda Airport, they are advised over the PA system to report to the Tsunami Crisis Center. There, they're given medical and psychiatric care as needed, says Lars-Hendrik Forsstrø, the center's manager. He says that so far, 10,000 people have passed through here.
They are sad, of course. A lot of them are sad, but they are also happy people because the next of kin is all waiting for them, and a lot of joy when they are meeting, of course. And it's tough to see because you feel the emotion by yourself. The hardest thing in there is all these children who are lonely. They have no parents anymore or no relatives at all, some of them.
One of the most horrific aspects of the tragedy has been the dozens of children left orphaned after watching their parents get sucked out to sea. But Swedes fear they're becoming desensitized as television replays the scenes of killer waves engulfing entire villages and as the tally of missing persons takes them on an emotional roller coaster. After the coffins were shown on television, priests and psychologists were asked to offer counseling and advice. The Prime Minister will hold another ceremony of mourning today to coincide with the 3 minutes of silence being observed across Europe. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Stockholm.